The Chicago City Council scrolled back in time more than 150 years today to take up this question. Who was the first Chicago policeman to die in the line of duty? The Chicago PD says that distinction rests with Officer Casper Lauer, who was stabbed to death in 1854. But a retired federal agent says he has evidence that Constable James Quinn, beaten to death in 1853, should rightfully have that honor. That former DEA agent, Rick Barrett, testified before Chicago City Alderman and joins us from Chicago. And Mr. Barrett, tell us a bit about why you got interested in all this.
Well, I'm a fourth-generation law enforcement officer, and I was preparing for my retirement from DEA, and I was simply going through old Chicago Common Council records relative to the police department, and I stumbled upon an entry relative to Constable James Quinn while doing my own family history.
And what was it that caught your eye?
Well, I just searched under the word police, and it returned a bunch of different files. And the one that caught my eye was a report of the Committee on the Judiciary on a petition of Margaret Quinn for compensation for her husband's death in the line of duty as a constable. So I've been an investigator all my life, so I just simply thought, you know what, I'm going to cross-check that name Quinn in the year 1853 against the superintendent's honored star case, which is a sacred shrine, and it enshrines all of the stars of Chicago's fallen heroes. And sure enough, Constable Quinn's name or star was not in the star case when I cross-checked it.
Now, as I understand it, there's no disagreement about the fact that James Quinn died in 1853 and where he died in a section of Chicago that was filled with saloons and brothels called the Sands. The question was he on duty conducting an arrest at the time, or was he off duty drinking in a bar, got into a fight, and got killed?
The evidence supports the former. I mean, there's just no question that the city council at the time ruled on two occasions that a member of the police, James Quinn, had been lately killed in the discharge of his duty on the Sands. And in fact, the Committee on Police ordered the mayor and the city marshal to descend on the houses of ill fame on the Sands to vindicate the honor of the police.
Mr. Barrett, as you know, the Chicago Police Department, historians with the department say you've got it wrong, that newspaper reports at the time show that James Quinn was drinking and got into a fight and lost, and unfortunately he was killed, but he was not at all in the line of duty.
Well, it's interesting that when you go back through those old newspaper reports, you will never find the word drunk. The word drunk is only used by the so-called historian for the police department today, who just expanded on the testimony of a convicted criminal and a member of the Know Nothing Party who said that Quinn had been drinking but was, quote, not intoxicated.
I'm trying to wrap this through, though. If he were drinking, though, that it would imply he was at a bar, not carrying out his duties as a police officer, no?
Well, all of the houses of ill fame at the time were located in what they called dens. They were unlicensed establishments that served liquor, and that's where he went to find the person who was the subject of his search warrant.
Why do you think it matters, Mr. Barrett, who is considered the first Chicago policeman to die in the line of duty?
Quite frankly, it doesn't matter. It just matters that Constable Quinn be honored in a manner consistent with all of the other officers who died in his wake.
Rick Barrett, it was good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
That's former DEA agent Rick Barrett, who's working to have Constable James Quinn honored as the first Chicago policeman to die in the line of duty. We called the Chicago Police Department for comment. A spokeswoman says an awards committee has already examined the case of James Quinn on three occasions, and it has ruled that his death was not in the line of duty. But she says the department will keep an open mind and consider some of the new evidence.